Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shigaro Shiyuta Pada Kamalam Shigaro Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakans Vitam Scha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Dugatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishubhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sinubhyevacha Patidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So I'm happy to have this opportunity to say something about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, specifically about his esoteric and internal reasons for, or esoteric and exoteric reasons for appearing in this world. As we know, Lord Krishna came here 5,000 years ago in order to display his transcendental leela. And during that time, only very few people, Srila Prabhupada said, could actually appreciate the value of Krishna's leela. Even those who directly took part in it, like Kamsa, he could not understand or appreciate how Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he was intimately related to Krishna. As he told Akrura, who is this boy, this cowherd boy? He was talking to Kamsa was talking to Akrura. Why do you say he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply because he lifted one pebble, Govardhan Hill? Why do you claim he's such an important personality just because he defeated one harmless water snake, Kaliya? So in this way, those who are not in love with Krishna, naturally, they minimize Krishna's value. But Lord Krishna specifically comes, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, specifically he comes to reestablish religious principles. And the highest religious principle is to accept that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Janma, karma, chame divyam, evam yo veti tatvataha. Krishna is coming to invite all the conditioned souls back to the spiritual world to live eternally a life of full consciousness, full of all varieties of transcendental pleasure. But because people cannot understand Krishna, nor could they understand Krishna's activities, therefore, once in a day of Brahma, after Krishna comes, specifically in the 7th Manvantara, in the 28th Divya Yuga, then Krishna also comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, Krishna comes in every yuga, including in every Kali Yuga. But in every Kali Yuga, he also introduces the chanting of Hare Krishna as the Yuga Dharma. But generally, Krishna doesn't come in his yellowish form. Krishna comes in a kind of blackish form in Kali Yuga. And he introduces the congregational chanting, but that chanting of the holy name is not imbued with the feelings of separation from Radha and Krishna that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibits. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mayeva mana adatsva, mayi buddhim niveshaya, nivashi shashi mam eva, ata ordvam nisamshaya. Just fix your mind upon me and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you'll live with me always without any doubt. In other words, Krishna consciousness is simply to become conscious of Krishna. And as soon as we become conscious of Krishna, do the pleasure of associating with Krishna, then one becomes eligible to go back to the spiritual world. One becomes completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. But for those who are not completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna recommends, Atashitam samadhatum nasakshno simayistiram abhyasena yogena tato mam ichchantum dananjaya. If you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regular principles of devotional service, and this way develop the desire to obtain me. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us the example and the instructions how to gradually develop our desire to obtain Krishna. And he himself comes as the example and manifests that development. Srila Prabhupada writes in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya that sometimes the professor will take a blackboard and write on the blackboard A, B, C, D in order to instruct the students. That doesn't mean that the teacher is learning the alphabet. It simply means that he's showing the example to instruct the pupils. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is already completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness because he is Krishna himself. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanya. He's the combined form of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, specifically Krishna in the mood of separation of Srimati Radharani from Krishna. In any case, those who simply chant Hare Krishna in this age, even if they don't fully appreciate the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us of gradually feeling ecstatic separation from Krishna, at least they become eligible to enter into the Vaikuntha planets. Or as Srila Prabhupada also writes, that even if they don't fully appreciate the value of transcendence, at least by chanting Hare Krishna in this age, they'll get some rain. Anad bhavati bhutani parjana anasambhava. Jagnat bhavati parjanyo jagnat karma samudbhava. At least they'll be able to eat, hopefully prasadam. Because without sacrifice, evam pravartitam chakram nanu vartiyatihaya, agayor indriya ramo mokam parta sajivati. That those who don't perform sacrifice, they simply live a life of sin. And therefore, those who are sinful, even the basic necessities of life will not be provided by the material nature. So in one sense, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's introducing the Sankirtan movement, he's giving the Yuga Dharma in this age so that at least people can live properly in this material world. And hopefully, those who are a little bit more serious can progress towards liberation and eventually the Vaikuntha planets. And those who are understanding the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, they can go back to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, and there enjoy the four different relationships with Krishna as a intimate servant, as a friend, as a parent, or as a conjugal lover. But even more specifically, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it explains about the internal reasons why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested himself, why Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, in Goloka Vrindavan, Lord Krishna already exists there as Krishna with his pastimes, his gopis, his gopas, the cowherd men, the cowherd women, his servants, the cows, the peacocks, everything there is there in Goloka Vrindavan. And in another part of Goloka Vrindavan, there's also Navadvip. Well, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they're constantly feeling separation from Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan and chanting Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said that he writes in the Krishna book, that those who perfect their lives, or nearly perfect their lives, they get an opportunity to join Lord Krishna in some universe and are trained up there to become eligible to go back to the spiritual world. The soul is able to join Krishna's pastimes and he gets trained up by the Nitya Siddhas there to become eligible to perform pure devotional service in Goloka Vrindavan. But those who are specifically followers of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, they specifically get an opportunity to get two bodies. Sometimes as a female with this female spiritual body in Goloka Vrindavan, and simultaneously existing in a male body in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us how to love Krishna in the feeling of separation. So that feeling of separation was exhibited by Srimati Radharani when she was here 5,000 years ago. And as we heard that class the other day, that Madhavendra Puri, he also felt the same feelings of separation that Srimati Radharani felt. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also felt those same feelings of separation. And we're also eligible to feel the separations of Krishna, from Krishna, if we follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that following the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada has given us very clear instructions that we don't jump to feeling the separations from Radha, of Srimati Radharani, from Krishna. Actually, right now, we think we're separated from Krishna, but we don't feel any remorse about it, nor do we feel any separation. We feel it's completely normal. But to become conscious of Krishna in this age means that gradually, as we become conscious of Krishna, we'll become conscious that we're separated from Krishna. The more we feel transcendental ecstasy in separation, then the more we become conscious of how we're separated from Krishna, and that way, inconceivably, simultaneously, we become more and more associated with Krishna. In any case, it is said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had three confidential reasons for coming, or Lord Krishna had three confidential reasons because he wanted to experience the mood of Srimati Radharani. Although in this material world, everyone is trying to become God, but in the spiritual world, specifically, Lord Krishna, his highest happiness is not to be God, is to become a devotee of God. So here everyone is trying to become God, no one is trying to become a devotee of God, and God himself is trying to become a devotee. In order to experience the highest state of love. There are different states of love or ecstasy, such as, and they're divided up into different types of experiences, such as Vibhava, Anubhava, Sattvika Bhava, Vyabhichari Bhava, Stayi Bhava. So these kinds of ecstasies, one of them is called Vibhava, and Vibhava has Alambana, and what's the other one called? What's that? Udipana, okay. So Alambana is divided into two different categories known as Ashraya and Vishaya. So in the mood of conjugal love, the reservoir of conjugal love is Srimati Radharani. And the object of her conjugal feelings, the Vishaya, is Lord Krishna. So in the exchange of relationships, of loving exchanges between Srimati Radharani and Krishna, Krishna was noting that actually I feel unlimited pleasure. But in the exchange of love between me and Srimati Radharani, Srimati Radharani feels 10 million times more pleasure than I do. That Srimati Radharani, her only desire is that Krishna is happy. That's called pure love. Although in the material world, it appears that the activities of Srimati Radharani and Krishna are those of material, like a material boy and a material girl falling in love with each other, meeting in the dead of night, enjoying different types of activities, but actually has nothing to do with the material world. It is completely spiritual. It is completely, as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, it is like the difference between iron and gold. They're both metals, but one has a invaluable quality to it. It's invaluable, and the other is more or less useless or worthless. So the pure love of Srimati Radharani, whose only desire is to see Krishna happy because of the pleasure she emanates in her desire of loving feelings towards Krishna, Krishna becomes happy in Srimati Radharani's association. And when Krishna becomes happy, when Srimati Radharani experiences his happiness, she feels 10 million times more pleasure than Krishna is feeling. And her face brightens with happiness. And when Krishna sees Srimati Radharani's face brightening with happiness by experiencing his happiness, then he becomes happier. And when Srimati Radharani sees that Krishna is becoming happier, then she becomes happier. In this way, there is eternally a competition between Srimati Radharani and Krishna for happiness, to make the other one happier. In any case, Srimati Radharani is the reservoir of all loving feelings towards Krishna, and therefore Krishna wanted to take her mood so he can experience the same feelings of happiness. And at the same time, Krishna, he's a reservoir of all good qualities, all transcendental good qualities, inconceivable. Lord Brahma said, in his when he saw Krishna as a little cowherd boy and was offering his prayers, that even if the scientists could count all the atoms of the universe, they still will not come to the point of being able to count all the qualities, transcendental qualities, that Lord Krishna has. So Krishna is the reservoir of all transcendentally good qualities, but in order to experience those transcendental good qualities, the pure mirror of Krishna's reflection of his qualities is the heart of Srimati Radharani. So only Srimati Radharani is able to actually relish the wonderful qualities that Krishna has. Therefore, in order to experience his own qualities in the way that Srimati Radharani was experiencing them, Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the same time, Lord Krishna has unlimited love for Srimati Radharani. He has unlimited love to all living entities, but only Srimati Radharani's pure heart can relish Krishna's love for her that Krishna possesses fully. And therefore, Krishna wanted to experience his own love that he has for Srimati Radharani in the mood of the Ashraya, the abode of love. So for that reason, he also comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, although these are very internal reasons, but this is also our desire. Everyone, even in the material world, wants to experience a loving propensity. Therefore, there is boy and girl relationships to invoke that feeling of love. People say, oh, I'm in love, at least for a little while, a few minutes. They feel some love. And if we cannot love the opposite sex, then we get a dog and we love the dog. Oh, I love you. Phooey, ooh, I love you. And if we can't love Fido or whoever it is, our beloved dog, then we get a car and we love our car. Oh, I love you. But we want to feel some loving feelings in our heart. And of course, not only do we want to feel loving feelings, but we want to be recognized by those people we think have some value. We want to be recognized and experience their good qualities. A father may have a little child, and he wants the child to gain all good qualities in this age means to become a doctor or a lawyer or something like that. Or in India, IT. In this way, everyone wants to experience not only their own love towards others, but the good qualities that others have and that they manifest in relationship to ourselves. If someone is a very nice servant of ours, if they do different types of service, they cook food for us, or they wash our clothes, or they clean our room, then we think, oh, this is a very nice person. If someone bestows benedictions upon us, they manifest truthfulness or cleanliness or mercy towards us, then we admire them and we appreciate them greatly. And if someone loves us, if our mother loves us, if our wife loves us, if our husband loves us, if someone loves us, then we become greatly appreciative, and we experience pleasure, our own pleasure, by experiencing their love for us. So in this way, everyone has that same propensity to want to experience love in different varieties. For in this age, because the object of love is missing, therefore, in spite of all our attempts to feel love and to give love to others, everyone is frustrated. Or as we've heard, that even in this world, in Kali Yuga, that what began as courting, in English, I mean, is more or less the beginning of a love affair, nowadays in Kali Yuga winds up in court. So it began as a courting and it winds up in court. Because the loving propensity is not properly fulfilled in Kali Yuga. Actually, in any yuga, it's not really fulfilled. We find that even Purava.
We know who you mean.
He was in love with Urvashi. And this is in, practically was in Satya Yuga, where we expect people's relationships to be rather sattvic. But it was rather a lusty affair. And finally, in Treta Yuga, when Treta Yuga arrived, he was able to join his beloved in her planet. How wonderful. In any case, even in Satya Yuga, when we expect everything to be nice, the roses to be smelling wonderful, the food to be all organic, no genetically modified food, where everyone will be happy and peaceful, and there's no war or pestilence, people live for 100,000 years, everything is so sweet, still, the loving propensity, even in Satya Yuga, is not perfectly fulfilled. Even amongst the demigoddesses and demigods, practically speaking. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to, Krishna has come, Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam, Sango Pangasya Parashadam, Jagnai Sankirtana Prayar Yanti Hi Sumedasa. Krishna has come and introduced the most easy process of developing our loving feelings towards the Supreme Beloved and invoking our consciousness of Krishna so that we can actually enjoy our eternal life of loving exchanges with Krishna. But he doesn't want us to simply keep this to ourselves. In the material world, everyone is filled with lust to dominate over others. And everyone is full of lust to exploit others to the maximum. And everyone is frustrated due to our inability to do so. And everyone has created a fantasy world where one is either the victim or the hero in the struggle to dominate over the others and the resources of the material nature. And because of that, we've forgotten reality practically completely, and our intelligence is absorbed in meaningless activities. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced this Sankirtan movement, and not only has he introduced the chanting Hare Krishna in congregation, but he's also introduced the process of becoming Krishna conscious. Srila Rupa Goswami has given us five powerful processes, namely chanting the holy name and creating a spiritual atmosphere through deity worship, through living in a holy place, through serving the devotees, through hearing the scriptures. Create the spiritual atmosphere while we're chanting the holy name. And the most important process of creating that spiritual atmosphere, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, is Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amar Aga Guruhana Tari Desh. To take part in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Taking part in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to get the opportunity to enter into the feelings of separation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Radha and Krishna and their associates in Vrindavan, and the same feelings that all of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates have. Participating in the mission means to participate in that atmosphere. And that mission is very simple. to actually become a servant of every living entity in this material world, to revive our service attitude. As Krishna, he's created the material world with the attitude of service to all living entities, to give them an opportunity to live out their perverted desires. But at the same time, his actual reason is to give every living entity the opportunity to enter back into that service relationship with Krishna. That service attitude, that service relationship means loving exchange with Krishna. It is not the service of the material world, it is the service of love, an exchange of love. So Krishna, he has that unlimitedly towards every living entity. And for us to become a servant of Krishna means to become a servant of every living entity. And to become a servant of every living entity means to give every living entity an opportunity to revive their loving relationship with Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the weapon or the process of Sankirtan, and at the same time, the process of spiritualizing the atmosphere through the process of service to Krishna, specifically in five different forms. And at the same time, whoever we meet, try to convince them to take up the process of reviving their relationship to Krishna. Specifically, convince them that Krishna is all attractive. The love that we look for, the wonder that we look for, the good qualities we look for in others, is all found in Lord Krishna and his eternal associates. And everyone is suffering in the material world, not due to lack of material resources. Everyone is suffering simply due to separation from Krishna. And when people revive their relationship with Krishna, although they'll feel separation from Krishna by coming into the under the protection of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representatives, then their suffering will end and their beginning of life of happiness will begin. Therefore, everyone we meet, if we have that attitude, not simply of serving them, but the attitude of looking within our heart to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Super Soul, because the Super Soul in this age, he's reminding us of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That one should know the Super Soul, Antaryami Bhakta Shrestha Edur Rupa. That one should know the Shiksha Guru K. That one should know Bhakta Shiksha Guru K. A Jane Duri Rupa. One should know that the Shiksha Guru is actually a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Antaryami Bhakta Shrestha Eduri Rupa. And that the Super Soul is coming in this age as the best of the devotees and as the Super Soul within our heart. That Krishna, he's manifest in this age as the best of the devotees, of which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the chief of the best of the devotees, along with his representatives. And in our heart, he's a Super Soul. And the Super Soul will remind us of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya internally, and externally we see the example of the great devotees, what they've done to spread the Sankirtan movement, how whoever they met, they helped them become Krishna conscious. And if we take their example, their instructions, then whoever we meet, then the Super Soul will help remind us, will help give us the instructions, the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam, If we constantly engage in the Sankirtan movement with enthusiasm, with pritipurvakam, with care and attention, then Krishna will give us the intelligence how to help everyone we meet become Krishna conscious. This is the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam. It is not some separate intelligence, how to get some material advancement. It is simply how to enter into a loving exchange with every living entity we meet. That loving exchange means that we become a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, and we don't give up that service under any circumstance. And whether we're distributing books to people who have no interest or seemingly no interest, or we meet devotees in the street or in the temple or in our home, our only business with every living entity is to try to pray to Krishna for the intelligence, how to serve them by giving them their intelligence, how they can make some advancement in Krishna consciousness. Then every relation we have is much chita much kata prana, bodhi antash parashparam, katayantas pramam nityam tu shanti charamanti cha. Then our exchanges will either be ramanti or tushanti. Either they'll be satisfying to us and help us advance towards pure Krishna consciousness, to give up our anarthas, our misconceptions that someone or something else exists other than Krishna and Krishna's eternal servants. And when we come to the higher platform, then every moment will be in ecstasy in serving Krishna and serving Krishna's devotees. We won't see anything but Krishna and Krishna's devotees. In any case, the intelligence to spread the Sankirtan movement has been given to us, especially by Srila Prabhupada, because he manifested that mood perfectly of spreading the Sankirtan movement under the direction of his spiritual master, direction and protection. And therefore he was always situated in complete absorption in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore he was always under the protection of the disciple succession and the six Goswamis. And because he was under the protection of the six Goswamis, he was always under the protection of the Pancha Tattva, and specifically always feeling love within his heart towards Krishna, always feeling love within his heart at a separation from Krishna, always experiencing the wonderful qualities of Krishna and the wonderful qualities of Krishna's devotees, and always utilizing the intelligence Krishna is giving, was giving him to engage all those wonderful qualities in the Sankirtan movement of spreading the holy name of Krishna. And at the same time, he was experiencing the love and reciprocation of Krishna and his devotees for trying to serve the Sankirtan movement. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, our disciples of succession, are inviting us to feel those same feelings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by following the instructions, chanting Hare Krishna, following the instructions of the sadhana that's been given to us, and at the same time try to develop this desire to spread the Sankirtan movement, so that whoever we meet in any circumstance, we use the intelligence Krishna is giving us to help them become Krishna conscious. And if we do that, it's guaranteed that our life will become successful, and many other living entities' lives will become successful, and the whole direction of this misguided world will be turned, and many, many fortunate living entities will go back to the spiritual world to unite in their relation with Krishna, and that will make everyone happy. So, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Gaur.